Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is a lie.
Y'all say what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has.
I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all. I refuse to be run away. I'm gonna wait here. Yeah. And I'm gonna praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar. Say,
say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me. Right here, y'all say. The truth made me free. And the truth that made me free. Yeah. That's how the Lord gave it to me, Darwin. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. You got it, Joe. Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth that made me set free. Here we go. Listen.
Talk with Pastor E. We are live here from the Now Network Studios. And yes, the Holy Spirit is popping this morning. It has been such an exciting morning, even in preparation for this broadcast. I can already feel the presence of God moving on my behalf. And I now press that out to you that he can move on your behalf by your belief today. Real talk. Yes, the discussions that are usually hard to talk about, the things variety of real talk discussions, dynamic content, candid opinions, openly shared Christian views, honest topics without fear of what the world may say, but being affirmed that what we say is true is through sincere thoughts and opinions based on the Word of God. Yes, Real Talk with Pastor E, live here with you this Saturday morning, February 4th, 2017. We are in our new season. Where's all my people that have crossed over? I know you waving your hand and say, I am a new creation. But this morning is a dynamic episode of Real Talk with Pastor E. We have an in-studio guest going to be live with us here in less than 2 seconds. I want to introduce to the Now Network this morning, Apostle Laura Walker. I want you guys to put your hands together for the woman of God as we welcome her to the platform of Real Talk with Pastor E. Come on. How are you today?
God, I'm well. I cannot complain. God bless you, Pastor E, and all the listeners out there.
Amen. You know, it wouldn't do us any good to complain anyway. We go through with purpose.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. How are you today in your part of the country?
Amen. Well, it's well out here in Florida. I'm right here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a beautiful day outside. Amen. I wish I was out there in L.A. with you all, but, you know, hey, everything is due time and due season.
Come on now. And for all of our listeners in between all of the states from California to Florida, we welcome you this morning to the broadcast. It was raining yesterday. We've been getting a lot of rain out here in California. Well needed, but kind of is a little difficult. People don't drive out here well in the rain.
Amen. I thought the songwriter said it never rained in Southern California.
Well, listen, that was true. That was very true. You know, it's the shorts and flip-flops all year round out here. But this season, it's been great because it has been a drought out here for years, and we haven't had rain like this since 2010. So God has poured out his blessings over this state. So I'm thankful. How's it going for you down there in Florida? Jacksonville, Florida, that's connected and rooted with some other friends of ours down in that area. Tell us about what's going on with you down there.
Well, in Jacksonville, Florida, of course, I'm always evangelizing. I'm always traveling. I'm no longer a pastor anymore. My heart goes out to all the pastors. I love the God's people, but I love to just drop what I got to drop from the Lord and keep it moving.
Wait, say that again. You love to do what?
I love the evangelism.
Yeah, but I like that saying. You like to drop what you have to drop and keep it moving.
And I keep it moving. Amen. And it's just been a blessing. I'm looking forward to being in Dallas here in the next couple of weeks. And then I got Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, I'm on Facebook at Apostle Laura Campbell. You can follow my itinerary where I'm going. I always post it out there on my Facebook, on my Instagram. So, you know, I'm always kind of moving. I'm moving towards that way real soon. I've been out there once, but I'm coming out there again.
Amen. And as I said, you were mentioned, we were talking in the green room that Pastor Diedrich Haddon is one of your favorite artists, and he planted a church here less than 6 months. Well, no, almost a year. Time flies fast. But he's moved around a couple different, but they have an afternoon service. So definitely get out here and let's
definitely.
Go fellowship over there.
Amen. That's my all-time favorite right there. And you're right.
Amen. Oh, the brother's on fire. Yes, he is. Well, I want to take this opportunity to let you introduce yourself to the network. Who is Apostle Laura?
I'm Apostle Laura right here in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm known as the Apostolic Revivalist. Whenever I'm in the city, wherever I'm in the state, I'm going to bring the Holy Spirit with demonstration. I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to speak into your life. One thing about me, tear down, I come to build up. I feel like the world tears down, but God builds up. So that's my motto. I come to build up. I come to encourage you. I don't come to tell you about your mess. God has already told you about your mess, so I don't need to reconfirm what God has already told you. I come to build you up, to let you know that God loves you, and he has a place and a purpose for you. That's what I'm all about, to build up the body of Christ, not tear down.
Come on now. See, you know,
right.
when, Hello, that's perfect, because watch this. You know, when I get that same call from other people when we get a date set, it's like, hey, what you going to talk about? What you gonna, you know, I say, no, we this is spirit-led, and we just let the Lord lead. But as you started to speak, I know people that are listening that are covenant with the network are hearing the same sound of encouragement, of love, of,
yes.
of building up ourselves,
yes.
that we could build other people up. That's really what Real Talk is all about. The whole network is that
Amen.
We can, someone else can be encouraged and they can do just better than me.
Amen. Amen. Because I feel like as I encourage you, I encourage myself. Amen. Because he has no respectable person. What
That's
he does
right.
for one, he'll do for another. So if God is about to bless you, I'm expecting for him to bless me too. So I let the words of encouragement roll off my tongue. Amen. Because I want to be encouraged the same way. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm excited. I'm excited to encourage some people. I'm so excited to speak into your lives on today. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, apostles, prophets, you know, that operate, because I'm a major prophet. I operate, that's one of my dominant gifts is the prophetic. I operate in deliverance and operate in healing as well. But that's one of my dominant gifts, and that's to encourage, to build up. You know, when I was pastoring, my church was called Love and Life Prophetic. And God told me to speak love and life into his people, and that's just what Laura does.
Ooh, come on now. Oh, Jesus. That's what, you know, that's what demonstrating God's love is that we have concern for our fellow brothers. And even though they're not believers, even though they're not walking, I know we have a lot of work to do. This is something that's really prevalent in my ministry. We have a lot of work to do within the church. We keep trying to go out and change and bring this in, but if we bring it back into confusion, what you're going to get? Confusion. So I'm really pushing my brothers and sisters out there to make a change within. The change you want to see, let it first be seen in me, that I can now help someone else to get that same perception in life. And that's encouraging that God is good.
Amen, amen. Well, that's one thing that I love about the Lord, because some of the friends that I had back when, amen, they see me now and they say, well, I know there is a God, amen, because that means I used to be some kind of a mess, amen. Not saying that I'm all together right now, but I used to be some kind of a mess, amen, that they know there is a God. And
Jesus.
I thank God, you know, that the Lord will use me as a light to shine among darkness, because I once was dark, amen. So when I minister to people, amen, all nationalities, all races, all walks of life, amen, glory to God, because some of them seats I sat in too, amen, glory
Come
to
on
God.
Now.
So one thing about me, I haven't forgot where I came from, and that's sometimes what we do. When we get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, we begin to forget where we came from. But God never allows me to forget, because he always runs me right back where I used to be, amen, to say, hey, man, I sat right in that same seat you sat in, and surely if I sat there, you can sit where I am. Amen. Don't
Come
let the
now.
Holy Ghost fool you. Glory to God. Don't let the microphone fool you. Glory to God. Because trust me, I was a mess too. Glory to God. But it took the power of God to change me, and that same power of God going to change you.
Oh, Jesus. woman of God, that is so dynamic, because, you know, I was, you said some mess, some kind of mess. I was some kind of mess. But to
Come
and my
on
friends
here.
That see me now say, oh, there is a God. Let me, oh, hold on.
There
let me slow down a minute. I say this to one person out there listening that may be in that same position. I'm still a mess. Look at this.
Amen.
I was a mess only because of me. It wasn't because of people. It was not because of the
Amen.
Devil. It wasn't because of, it was because of me, and I was not making right choices. And I had
Amen.
To make accountability in life, a woman of God, to say, keep it real with myself, that you know what? I can't blame anyone else. I got to release everyone from blame and take
Amen.
Full accountability for my mess, because then now God
Amen.
Can fix my mess, because it's me and him working on this mess together. Oh, glory. I
Come
feel the Holy
here.
Ghost That's moving up in here today.
That's right. That's right, Pastor E. And, you know, when God began to convict me, you know, because when I was in my mess, I didn't feel like I was in the mess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I felt like I was doing right. Amen. Glory to God. But it was something on the inside of me that began to convict me, to make me feel like I'm doing something wrong, and I got to switch up. I got to change this thing. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for convictions in my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To make me want to get on a straight and narrow path. because long I was operating in darkness, glory to God, I didn't understand the light. I didn't want the light. Amen. Glory to God. But when God began to convict me, hallelujah, and say, you ain't doing right, hallelujah. Now what if your children are senior? What if the pastor down at the church came by here, glory to God? See, God began to convict me, hallelujah, and that's what made me want to get on the right. You know, but one thing about I loved about God, hallelujah, glory to God, when I begin to cry out, that's when he began to change me, hallelujah. You know, because long as I was still in my mess, hallelujah, and I was comfortable with my mess, hallelujah, glory to God, and there was no conviction, when I began to be convicted, hallelujah, I began to cry out for change. And one thing about God that I love, hallelujah, that he has the power to change those I can't help, and those were the things that I had, the things that I thought that I couldn't help, but I know who to get in contact with that could help me.
That's a word ringing. You said it several times, but every time you say it, it's like ringing my spirit, and that's going over through the broadcast and over the waves of this world. Conviction, and not people conviction, not stuff. I'm talking about personal conviction is being shouted out that we have to be more accountable in recognizing that it's not fear, that it's not shame. Conviction is saying, oh, you got to get out of this thing and change your ways.
Right. And as long as, hallelujah, there is conviction and your spirit is willing to receive it, hallelujah, glory to God. That's when change began. Hallelujah, glory to God. People ask me all the time, well, what was it? You know, what was it, you know, that brought you out? What was it? You know, it was just one day. God said, unless I be lifted up, I can draw all men. Hallelujah. So it was somebody lifting up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to draw me, because it wasn't my own recollection. It was my own self that wanted to come, hallelujah, because me was fighting everything tooth and nail to come to Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God.
Wasn't me?
No.
That sounds like we was going through the same thing, because I was running and rejected, and I'm a PK kid, and so the picture of church to me was always something that was, that's a whole nother show, but I ran from that.
Amen.
And then start running from the light, because I didn't recognize what the light really was. And that's what changed me, is when I understood it was personal. The church would tell you, come to church and find God. And it came to me today. He said, no, here I am. You find me.
Amen. And that's what I love about God, because he'll come get you. He'll ambush you. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. We all got our time, hallelujah, and it was my time. People didn't understand. People was like, was you sick? Was you hurt? Well, no, wasn't nothing going on wrong with me. It's just one day I woke up and I said, I got to go to church. Come on here, somebody.
Ooh, Jesus. I got to make a move right now.
Because I know how to get money. I kept money, glory to God. It was one day I just had to go to church. Come on here.
Come on now. Oh, Jesus. That one day you did, something had to change.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was either death or life, and I'm being serious. Not just that literal spirit. I'm talking, it was physical death or spiritual life. There was no more in between for me. It was no more second chances. It was that last. I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you, that I was at my last. Had given up all many chances of grace and favor over my life, prayers over my life. I was at the last of my last when it was no other choice to make.
Amen.
Some people say, why are you so radical for the Lord? Because I was radical at that point.
Right.
You know, I was radical, about to lose my life physically, because there was no more chances of grace and favor. I had given them all up. But God, you say yes, you get restored right back into place.
My God.
Immediately.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Now, the topic of our show today, I feel that I've known you forever already, so now we've gotten the dialogue out the way. And we're going to flow now, because the topic of, and this was your topic, that we wanted to say, let's talk prophetically. And I want our listeners, we may have one listener out there and say, well, what is talking prophetically? And we don't just want to deliver something without giving you an explanation, or and the right to know that it can be perceived a whole different way when you know what the Holy Spirit says about it. So let's open up that channel for our listeners. What is the prophetic gift that God has, that he endows on us that are in that position?
Amen. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the prophetic, because everybody don't know about the prophetic. Everybody is not in contact with prophets, apostles, and there's some that are prophets and apostles that really ain't speaking prophetically. Amen?
Mm-hmm. This is real talk.
I don't come to step on no toes, but if you say ouch, ouch, it hurts. But some people just ain't prophesying. God ain't talking
to
them. Come on,
fits,
yeah. Glory to God. But Pastor, don't push me now. Now, I just got three verses quickly. I'm just going to go into these three verses. 1 Kings 19, 11 to 13. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains, and broke in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And what the prophetic is that still small voice. Amen, somebody. Glory to God.
Oh, I'm amen and with you. Amen.
That still small voice. Sometimes we're looking for God to speak through all the storms in our lives. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been through some storms in my life. And I always thought God was speaking through me in my storms. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I begin to see the rain, I begin to be convicted and think, oh, well, this is God. He's doing something in my life because I did this or I did that. Amen. Glory to God. But God is saying on today, he's not in the storm, hallelujah, conviction is in the storm, glory to God. Whether I ate too much and gained some weight, I begin to be convicted. Or if I spent too much money and lost something along the way, I begin to be convicted. But God said, I'm not in the storms of your life. I'm not in the earthquake nor the fire. Sure enough, things have been burned down in my life. In the earthquake, things have bottomed out in my life. But God was not in that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God uses storms to show me the right way. Glory to God. To lead me in the right way. But that still small voice, hallelujah, that I heard. You know, sometimes we say, some told me to go over here. Something told me to go over there, glory to God. That's that still small voice of God. Glory to God. When we talk prophetically, glory to God, God has an audible voice, hallelujah, glory to God. He doesn't have to speak through a rain. He doesn't have to speak through a storm. He going to speak to you correctly, hallelujah, audibly, glory to God, to tell you which way that we should go. But sometimes we turn a deaf ear to God, hallelujah, glory to God. And one thing about the Lord, he wants to talk to you, but do you have an ear to hear and listen what the Spirit is saying, glory to God? And that's what God wants us to do today. Begin to open our hearts and open our minds to the prophetic, glory to God. It ain't always about what somebody has said to you or spoken in your life. Somebody telling you to jump up three times, turn around, glory to God, walk through the doors, walking you around the church. That ain't God. Hallelujah, glory to God. God has already spoke to you in a still small voice. And what the person's supposed to be doing is giving you prophetic direction or giving you a confirmation or an affirmation in your spirit. What God has already spoke to you, that's what talking prophetically about, is to show you, glory to God, that everybody that's speaking so-called prophetically, really not talking, hallelujah, of the voice of God. Because anything that God has already told you, the prophet is already supposed to confirm it or give an affirmation in your spirit. Or if anything that the prophet has said that God had not told you, it should come to pass. I'm not talking about 10 years from now. I'm not talking about 5 years from now. I'm talking about quickly,
right,
glory
now,
to God, that you may know that a prophet has been in your midst.
Ooh, Jesus.
When we Talk about the prophetic. Hallelujah. Because everybody wants to be the prophet, the chiefest apostle, the Archbishop Tutu. Everybody wants to be the master prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But most of the time, God ain't even talking to them. He's already spoke to you. Glory to God. So sometimes we want to get in the prayer line. We want all slapped on us. We want water thrown on us. Glory to God. But God said, if you just humble yourself and hear my voice, I will speak directly to you and lead you in the way that you shall go. Oh, I said a word right there.
Yes, you did. Oh, you got Pastor E all over here. See, I love tag team preaching. We ain't going to do that today because we'll be here all
afternoon.
I open up the lines and we will preach up in this place today. But I know that the word of God, that voice, as soon as you said that, I could have fell out right there. That small voice that's available to everyone.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to wait to get to the prophet. You don't have to wait to get to the apostle. Just listen for the still small voice.
Then confirm the word. That's what's so dynamic about prophetically speaking and receiving is that's a word of confirmation. Oh, we back on that same subject of one accord, same mind, same love, same spirit. So we now leap.
Yes.
I told you when we first met, and most people know, I tell them that. They say, how do we connect? Because soon I said now, you said when. And I said when,
Amen.
And you said now, and it was a leap in the spirit of confirmation. I want to share this scripture.
Amen.
Let me see if this is one of the scriptures you were going to share. 2 Peter, verse 19, verses 19 and 21.
Amen. Go ahead. Read it.
No, was that one of your scriptures?
No. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to read this. It says
in
verse 19, it says, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed. Now, I look at that deeply because the word is Jesus. So we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Get your hand off your chest, talking about that heart in your mind, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage somebody out there tonight. You can hear the Holy Spirit in that voice, that you get your own prophetic word. Speak to yourself today. Encourage yourself today. Be the light that shines in that dark place in you right now, because that helps me every day to remove the darkness. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, another scripture, Pastor, what I was going to share was 2 Corinthians 13 and 1. That he said, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall his word be established. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
So God establishes his word. So he's going to tell you. He's going to tell somebody else. And if you got a hard head, then he got to tell somebody else to get through those layers of your head. Come on here. Mm-hmm. Glory to God, that you may believe the word, that it may be established. Come on here. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to establish his word first in you.
Hallelujah. In
that's
the personal move of this thing is that it's about what are you going to do for God? How much are you going to sell out for him?
Amen.
Ooh, glory be to God. I am reminded daily that's my goal is to get closer to him by dwelling in him. And him dwelling
Amen.
In me so
Amen.
I can recognize that voice you're talking about, that small
Amen.
Voice.
So how do we get close so we can recognize his voice? What
Come
makes him turn up the volume that we can hear him, glory to God? What makes us draw closer, glory to God? I'm a firm believer by fasting and praying, glory to God. By knowing his words, you know God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But without fasting and praying, how can things come out? So if you want the volume to be turned up louder, begin to fast and pray and seek the face of God and see won't he talk directly to you.
People
don't
want to
fast nowadays.
Uh-huh. Come on now. You're going to teach us something today. Hey, you're going to teach us something today because this is now that next level of our broadcast that I'm going to release you. And there's a word build up in you because it got me. If you start making me want to preach, I got to put my mic on mute and release you to speak to I'm keeping this is real talk with you. And I just got a message here, and this is how real I am. I just got a text message. It says, let her go. She working it out right now. Leave her alone. Let her shine. She got a word. And I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
Let me get out the way, because we could, you know, we could court a dialogue together and we could get a good word, but the word that you were sent here to receive needs to be released. So I want to free you right now and let the Lord speak through you today, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. And that's what the Lord is doing. You know, sometimes we don't want to let go of those Roscoe's and chicken and waffles. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want to let go, glory to God, of them M&Ms. Hallelujah. Them good plates. Hallelujah. But it's time to turn down them plates. Hallelujah. So God can speak directly to you. So you can have the confirmation, affirmation, transformation that you're looking for. See, I'm a firm believer, glory to God. To get in the face of God is to turn down something that you really love the most. People talking about the 21-day that Daniel fast, but I'm a firm believer, glory to God, that all Daniel did was deny something that he would normally want. So I believe in fasting, hallelujah, hallelujah, and it ain't always got to be food. Sometimes I turn down soda. I love soda. Sometimes I turn down the TV. If a certain thing that I like to watch, I turn it down, glory to God, and I begin to pray. So if you want to hear the voice of God for your own self, see, I'm a firm believer. I want God to talk to me directly to me. And sometimes God will lead you to scripture, hallelujah, that will just resonate in your spirit, man. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like God's going to do something on here. I feel like somebody about to be changed. I feel a miracle. I feel deliverance. I feel healing on this line today. I feel like God is about to set somebody free. God wants you to begin to believe what you hear, because some of us God is talking to right now, but it's like we're looking for confirmation all the time. But God is saying, don't be like the ass running around. Hallelujah, glory to God. Be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the things of God. Know that God is speaking to you, glory to God. You say sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't got to go to church to church to get a word. You should be able to go in your prayer closet and hear the voice of the Lord for yourself. Oh, I'm talking to somebody on here today. Yeah, you've had storms in your life, but them storms were only to convict you, to get you on the right track, to get you on the right path. Sure, the rain has come. Sure, the storm has come. Even an earthquake, glory to God, because we know about the storms. Hallelujah, glory to God. I may never have been in an earthquake, but I know about things crumbling down in my life. I know about things bottling up in my life. I may not know about a windstorm, but I know about a rainstorm. Hallelujah, glory to God. But all those storms come to do is to get you on the right track. So God is not in that. He just wants you to get in the right place at the right time and hear his voice. Come on here, somebody. I didn't come on here to preach. I said I was going to talk. Y'all didn't just turn me into the preacher. But I want to open up the lines because I feel like I want to prophesy. I feel like God wants to speak to some people on this line today. Is it all right, Pastor E? Can we open up the lines?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
All
dial
I need
one.
You to do, if you got a title, state your title. Just state your first name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you want to state where you're calling from, state where you're calling from.
Dial one right now. Come live. Get live here on Real Talk with Pastor E and Apostle Laura. We got a word for you. The Lord has a word for you. Listen to that small voice. Go ahead and dial one and come on in. I'm gonna just get it started by some of our covenant partners. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go in line. Area code 818, last four, 8449. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, Pastor.
And Apostle Laura.
This is Prophetess Albertine, and good morning to Apostle. She's amazing. Awesome.
Amen. Now, what I wanted to share first, quickly, one, let me say this. I don't want you to give me any prayer requests. I want to let the Lord speak. Because sometimes if you talk, you know, we talk too much, then we get to thinking, oh, that may not be God, I told her. So let the Lord speak. Just state your name. If you got a title, state your title. If you want to tell us where you're calling from, state that, and we're going to go, and I'm going to prophesy.
Albertine from California.
God bless you, Sister Albertine. Glory to God. God just showed me that the windows and doors of heaven are open for you, Albertine. And it seemed like the enemy has tried to shut some things up for you. Seemed like things have been hard for you. But God said, I'm opening up windows and doors of heaven just for you. Glory to God. It even seemed like the enemy is trying to place health issues upon you. But God said, I'm knocking down every issue that the enemy tries to place upon your life. Albertine, God said, I've softly spoken into your ear gates. And sometimes the enemy tries to make you procrastinate on the things that God has already spoken in your spirit, Albertine. But God is saying, I'm about to light a fire on the inside of you. There was about to be a quickening in your spirit, man. And I see traveling for you. Glory to God. I see you traveling with ministry. Glory to God. God said, as long as you keep that Bible in your hand, you're going to eat all the days of your life. See, the enemy tries to come up against finances, but God said, I'm breaking every day. I'm breaking the dams, the barriers that have been set up in Appleton's life. I'm breaking them out. Glory to God. I see business ventures like never before. Even the enemy trying to make you feel like you're too old, you're too this, you're too that. But God is saying, not so, Albertine. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and your steps are being ordered in this hour, Albertine. I see you in transition, glory to God. And in this transition, Albertine, you're going up higher. You're going up deeper in the things of God. Can't nothing stop you. No witch, no warlock, no spell, no demonic force can stop you. You're going into the higher things of God. God said he's giving you new revelation every time you pick up the word of God. I see your preaching mentor about to switch and change. Glory to God. God said I'm about to make you more effective in 2017, says the Lord. Did that make sense to you today, Albertine?
Perfect sense. 100% perfect sense.
Oh, you
thank
get
you,
ready. God's got some great things in store. Great things in store for you. Glory to God. I just see some kind of surgeries. Glory to God. But God, I speak cosmetic things. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Oh, God bless
Jesus
you. Thank you for allowing me to pray for you, Sister Albertine.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Glory. Area code 214, last four, 9139. You are live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Apostle Barbara, calling from Texas.
God bless you, Apostle Barbara. Glory to God. I heard the Lord say your words are going to be like an earthquake. I hear your voice on the radio. Glory to God. I'm going across the airwaves. And then your voice going across the airwaves, Apostle Barbara. Glory to God. God said there was a sound that should come from out of you. That will bear witness with different spirits. I just see where God is going to use you corporately like never before. And there will be prophetic words that will go out just in regular conversation. People waiting on you to speak in tongues to be prophesying. But God said your prophetic gift will go out in just normal conversations. This is a year of change for you. God said I'm switching the whole ministry. Glory to God. It seems like things are crumbling down. But God said I'm building it up in the right way. God said don't worry about what you lost along the way. Just worry about what you have to gain. I see inspired writing to come from you that God is inspiring. Glory to God. And I even see what God is using you to help other preachers, other ministers, glory to God, to hear from God. That's going to make you a spiritual midwife to birth others in the spirit. I see the nonprofit in your belly. I see 501c3. Glory to God. God said there is things that he's about to inspire you to do like never before. God said don't worry about the money.
money, money shall come. When he gives you vision, Apostle, he gives you provision. And I see people coming, glory to God, from outside the ministry to sow into your ministry, glory to God, to give into your vision, glory to God. Sometimes we're looking for folk that have been around us for the longest to give like they're supposed to give. But God said, I'm going to send the ravens. And I literally see ravens coming to feed your vision. Glory to God. God said he's doing something in your legs. I see where the enemy attacks your legs, your joints. And I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of pressure because the enemy wants to pressure. And I come against blood pressure, anything that would try to pressure you. Glory to God, Apostle Barbara. And even the spirit of loneliness that falls upon you, I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God said you're a warrior in the spirit, and the enemy is mad when you open your mouth. But God said, don't you let the devil put a muzzle or close your mouth. You war in the spirit. War for your family. War for your friends. Glory to God. Because when you pray, you're going to see things happen. That's why the enemy fights your prayer life. Because as long as he's fighting you off your post, people are not getting their breakthroughs like they're supposed to. Oh, the devil wants you to put it down and just shut down. But the devil is a liar from the pit of hell. You going up higher and deeper in the things of God. There's the Lord. Now, does that make sense to you today?
Oh, precious. Thank you so much. God bless you. The woman of
God. God bless you, woman of God. Receive. Area code 310, last four, 9804. You're live with the apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hello, apostles. Minister Michelle calling from California.
God bless you, Michelle. I heard the Lord say there is a spirit of evangelism on you that cannot wait. I see you going in door after door. Glory to God. But it's a spirit of intimidation that follows you to make people intimidated by you. Glory to God. And it ain't because of what you did or what you said. It's just what they have their own insecurities within themselves. God said, beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel, and I see you going out preaching the gospel. I see you out in the highways and byways compelling them to come in. I see you in street ministry like never before. Glory to God. I see you passing out tracts, handing out publications. Glory to God, compelling the people to come in. Sometimes you feel like your purpose and your job in God is minute, like it's small, but God said the smallest things is the biggest thing in the kingdom, glory to God, that he calls you to do. I even hear the Lord say he makes you wise counselor. So sometimes when you want to shut down some people from calling your phone, God said don't shut them off and don't shut them down. Because the very time you want to shut them off and shut them down, it'll be the very one that want to take their life. God said I called you to ministry, glory to God. And it ain't sometime, it's all the time. 24 hours, ministry never sleeps. And God knows sometimes we want to withdraw for the most, but don't never shut your well, because folk got their cup out and they're ready to drink. And I see you as a living well of water with folk waiting to drink that they'll never thirst again. God say he know it's hard. He know the struggle. Glory to God. But I tell you, you just got your breakthrough. That's why it seems like it's so hard. That's why the spirit of oppression is so great. I bind up anger and frustration that tries to follow you. People are even coming to try to test your anointing, your faith, like they're trying to test you and try you. Glory to God. But God said, I'm holding your tongue and I'm keeping you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, even concerning your living situation, if some things are about to change, says the Lord. Does that make sense to you today, Sister Michelle?
Yes, it does, Apostle, and you are a true prophet of God, and I just want to say God bless you and keep doing what you're doing. You are real, 100%.
Amen.
What's up, sis?
We're going to move right along.
What's up, sis? Love you. Area code 323, last four, 9003. You are live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Right now, pay later with your tax refund at Finance Office.
Okay, that might have been.
God bless you.
No, that was a mistake. Area code 714, last four, 9925. You're live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning. Good morning. Terry, Minister Terry, California.
God bless you, Minister Terry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bind the spirit of cancer that would be prevalent around you. Glory to God. I come against generational curses right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It stops right here today. So whatever attacks your family members, it will not attack you. And it will not attack the younger generation, says the Lord. God said his hand is upon you, Minister Terry, and he will not let you go until he bless you. I speak that new transportation into your life, and not what nobody gives you is what you want. I speak the transitions of life in your life. That you shall go up higher and deeper in the things of God. Hallelujah. I stir up the prophetic gift in your belly. You've heard things and seen things that you don't understand. And sometimes people ain't on your level to even bring what you've heard and seen. Glory to God. So because they'll look at you like you're crazy. So I just see you holding things in. But I heard the Lord say, I'm connecting you to a prophetic people, glory to God, that will understand the anointing and understand your gift that you don't feel out of place. Glory to God. I come against the headaches, glory to God. Everything the enemy tries to plot and plan against you in your ministry, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you feel like if you can move or if you could just leave that area, you'll do better. But God said, I'm keeping you there that you may fight the demons and devils and the monster forces in that area, glory to God, because the devil can't do what he want to do because you there playing. God said, I'm about to open up doors for you, ministering opportunities like never before, because it's like you've been passed over to preach. But God said, who can fight against me? Glory to God. When I open up doors, no man can shut it. And I see doors opening just for you. Did that make sense to you today?
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you. Love you. God bless you.
Bless you, Minister Terry.
Thank
Area you. Code 323, last four, 4866. You are live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Sharon, Gardena, California.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. I don't know when your name first came about. It was something concerning marriage with you. Glory to God. And I don't know if you're already married, hallelujah, but I've just seen marriage big. So if it's already a marriage, I see a renewing of the vows. And if you're not married, I see you getting married. I see joy, I see happiness and peace in your spirit, the very thing that the enemy has tried to rob you of. And I cast down the spirit of fear, and I call for power, love, and a sound mind. It's like the enemy wants you to be afraid, glory to God. Don't want to watch what's on the news because of fear. Of being afraid, but God said his hands have been on you ever since you was a little girl, and don't you worry about your family, and it's like things are just coming up in you to make you afraid, but God said, whose report do you believe? I hope you believe the report of the Lord. Don't worry about your family, friends, and loved ones, like especially with this deporting stuff. God said, don't you worry about it by any means necessary. Hallelujah, I'm going to keep y'all safe. And God's hand is upon you, glory to God. And I hear you hearing the voice of God like never before. I see dreams and visions that the enemy has tried to block. But God said, I'm giving you back the dreams and visions like never before. And even the finances. God said, I'm breaking every generational curse off the finances. And you all should go into the fullness like you're supposed to. No more mediocrity, glory to God, but to the fullness, says the Lord. Did that make sense to you today, Sister Sharon?
Yes, it does. Thank you. It really do. Thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, Jesus. God bless you, Minister Sharon. God bless you. Area code 336, last four, 1157. You are live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hello, how you doing?
God bless you.
Portia, North Carolina.
God bless you, Portia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm hearing the Lord say that your tears shall pay off from you. Glory to God. And as your tears pay off, glory to God, you're going to see, glory to God, everything that's going on in your life and why it's happening is for a reason. God is saying nothing happens that is not for a reason. Glory to God. I even hear the Lord say he's rising up like never before in your spirit, man. Glory to God. Because every time the devil tries to take over your thoughts, your mind, God said, I'm going to rise up like never before. God said, don't you lose focus. Get back writing, says the Lord. Does that make sense to you on today?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Thank you, Sister Apostle. I love you. I appreciate everything you do.
Get back writing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Area code 225, last four, 6836. You're live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Evangelist Virginia?
Yes, man of God. Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you, Evangelist Virginia. God told me to tell you no breast cancer, no cancerous spirit, no cancerous tumor. Everything that the enemy tries to diagnose you with, God says it's not. So every time you feel a little ache or pain, the enemy go diagnosing you. But God is saying not so. That's why you got to get the heck up like you're supposed to get. So the enemy cannot plant any negative seeds in your mind. Evangelist Virginia, God said he's rising up on the inside of you like never before. And he's training you to hear his voice clearly, glory to God. Because the enemy tries to confuse you, to make you feel like, I don't know if that was God or was that me. But I bind the spirit of confusion around Virginia right now. And God told me to tell you he's shutting jail doors on the younger generation of your family, and he's opening up college doors, says the Lord. Now that was a word.
Woo. That's praise God. Thank you, Apostle. What a word.
God be the glory. God bless you, Evangelist Virginia. Come on, anybody else? We still got time. Dial one and allow the Apostle to speak in your life this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code. Where'd I go? Area code 703, last four, 8582. You are live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Hey, good morning, Apostle. This is Apostle Debbie.
Apostle Deb
calling from Virginia.
Wonderful. God bless you, Apostle Debbie. Glory to God. I heard the Lord say new location. You can praise God right now. Glory to God. Because it's already on order. It's already about to come to pass. The very thing that the enemy tries to stop and block and hold up, God said, I'm releasing it to you. Glory to God. The devil that had hold ups and hold backs. I heard the Lord say he's releasing it. And not only that, I see transportation like never before. I see the transportation ministry. I see y'all going into the elderly homes, talking to the sick and shut in. I see so much evangelism around you, woman of God. God said, I'm about to open up doors. That no man can shut. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, they want to set you out of that city. But God said, I called you to that city. There was a special work that you got to do and can't nobody else do it. That's why the enemy has tried to set you out of there, wanted you to run away, wanted you to get up out of there. But God said there was a plowing of fallow ground that you're about to do like never before. You've not seen anything yet. God says this fallow ground is going to get easier and it's going to get so much. It's like it was been hard, but I see you plowing through easy. I see the transportation, not only just for ministry, I see personal transportation too that God is about to bless you with. I see the increase in your finances this year. No more few dollars in the plate. God said, I'm about to show you, glory to God, beautiful ashes, says the Lord.
Glory to Jesus. Well, God bless you. God bless you. I receive it all. It is so in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God. Area code 770, last four, 4509. You're live with the Apostle here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, Apostle. Demetrius Johnson from Georgia.
God bless you, Demetrius. I heard the Lord say all the sadness, all the tears, glory to God, have been bottled up in heaven to sprinkle down joy on you. I see
Amen.
So much laughter, glory to God. It's like
Amen.
The enemy is trying to make you afraid, glory to God, like you ain't going to be able to do it all by yourself. But God say, I'm a husband to the husbandless, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
I'm a friend, I'm a mother, I'm a father to the fatherless,
yes,
glory to God. Even when you feel like you're all alone and all by yourself, God said, don't you know that I am there with you? Glory to God. I'm going to go through the hard trials and the hard storms right
yeah.
with you, glory to God. God said, no evil can come nigh your dwelling. Glory
yes,
to God,
Lord.
Because I have you protected. You are
yes,
under
Lord.
The armor of God. And just when the enemy thinks he sticks his ugly head up, God said, I chop it off every time. I just see you doing things for you this year. This is the year that you keep your hair done, nails done. You keep your
yes,
feet
Lord.
Done, glory to God. That you do
yes,
you
Lord.
This year, glory
Jesus.
To God.
Yes.
And God
yes.
said, I'm wiping the slate clean. It seems like
yes.
there's so much on your plate. God said, I'm
yes.
wiping it clean. And things
glory
are getting easier for you, glory to God. Bills going to be
Lord.
Zero balance is what
yes,
I'm hearing
Lord.
The Lord say. Zero balance.
Yes,
and every time you want to give up and throw in the towel, God
yes.
is going to make you pick the towel back up and continue to run your race with endurance,
yes,
with strength, and with power. God is teaching
yes,
you how to speak to the mountains and see
yes,
your mountains be removed. I literally
yes,
see you speaking things by faith and watching them come to pass. God said he wants
yes,
you to get back on writing your list. Down because you used
yes,
to write
Lord.
Out lists of everything you wanted God to do and you would
yes.
scratch it off. God said, go back to it and
yes,
wash
Lord.
My hands.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Write the list.
Lord.
And
yes,
scratch
Lord.
It off as God does.
Yes,
I speak to your feet
glory.
And I see your feet trying to give you trouble again.
Yes,
Baba,
Lord. Glory to God.
I bind everything that
yes,
comes
Lord.
Against the feet right now.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
I speak
name.
Healing,
yes,
restoration
Lord.
From the top
yes,
of our head
Lord.
To the soles of our feet.
Mm-hmm,
I speak
Jesus.
To her liver
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. And I demand it to compel the
yes,
insulin that is supposed to be.
Yes,
speak right now, and I call for wholeness, Ramante, unto
yes,
her body in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank
mm,
you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. I
mm,
receive it.
Be
glory
healed.
To God.
Receive that. Mm, Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on. We still have some more time. Dial one if you would like to hear a word from the Lord. Mm, hallelujah. Mm, glory be to God. The word is going forward. The prophetic word is going forward. There is a spirit of confirmation ringing in the spirit realm. No matter geographically, in the spirit realm, there is a ringing of confirmation of one accord. Oh, the word is going forward. It's the word of life. Don't look at it from the letter. Look at it through the spirit and see the life that God has just spoken into you. Oh, glory. Mm. What a word.
Man
what
of God,
a,
I
want to
share this word with you. I want to share this before we go on to anybody else. I want to share this word because I've seen so much love in your heart. As much as the enemy wanted to place hate in your heart, as much more love in your heart like never before. I've seen a whole new wardrobe for you, man of God. I literally seen you stacking up your old shoes, your old clothes. It's like you got so much stuff. God said you're going to bless somebody with it because that's your opportunity to make room for your new stuff. I just see a changing around even of your living quarters. I see a new bedroom set. I see new televisions. God said, I'm about to give you your heart's desire. God said, I'm about to bless you with the things down there. even what money can buy. I see the older you get, the more healthier you going to eat, the more healthier you going to feel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I even hear the Lord say, your checkups too. It's like you're so running around for everybody else that you got to stop and check on you. And the only way you're going to defeat the enemy, hallelujah, is you got to get your checkups. Glory to God. So sometimes we're so used to putting everything, ministry and everybody before us, that you seem to lose yourself. But I heard the Lord say, go and check up on your own self right now. And God is saying, I'm going to show you, glory to God. That it's all well, but you need everything on paper. Glory to God, that the enemy cannot come in to make you feel some kind of way about yourself. At times, glory to God. Glory to God. I even see new ministry doors. It's like you've been going to the same places, but God said there's new ministry doors that are about to open up for you like never before. Places and people that you've never even heard of or seen. But God said I'm going to put it on their heart to come and call for you. Glory to God. I see you doing something with the gangbangers. Glory to God. I see salvation hitting the household. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like wherever you go and do whatever you're going to do with the gangbangers, I see them getting saved under the power of the Holy Ghost by you, says the Lord.
You don't even have to ask. That is confirmed. That is confirmed. And people that know me know it's confirmed too. It's such a word. Oh, such a word has went forward. Oh, my God. Woman of God, I have one word for you.
Down right there.
You are
confirmed. They're going to drop them right there because of you. God said, I'm going to use you for my glory. You have not seen anything yet. My light shines upon you. Glory to God. Amongst darkness. Glory to God. See, the areas God going to send you in, nobody else will go in. But God said, you got a heart of a lion that can go in like a lamb and compel them to get saved. The same street that God brought you off of is the same street I'm going to use you the greatest on. The mightiest on. I even see you in the stores, just in little convenience stores, bringing salvation. Glory to God. God said the spirit of salvation follows you.
Jesus. Jesus.
My God.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And God said your transportation is about to change. There's a whole other level of transportation that you're about to ride in. I see Bentleys, glory to God. Robos, people going to send cars for you, glory to God. It's going to come into a place that you're not going to drive for yourself. Somebody going to drive for you, glory to God. Robos, I see you going from city to city and state to state. It seems like it's starting off small. But God said, as you keep going, it's going to come out big. You may not get a lot of supporters from men. Men are jealous of you. Nothing you've done, nothing you've said, but I see a lot of jealousy. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God said, I'm going to send the people who will lift up your arm when they get heavy, says the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, right on time word. Wrote my book. Amen. 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 We want to give anybody else an opportunity to receive this anointing that is flowing right now. And you, even though you're a little bit leery to dial one, I just want you to lift your hands and receive the word that has went forth. Because when the word goes forth, the word of truth, the prophetic word is for all of us that can hear that small voice. Listen. You don't have to physically dial one, maybe a little bit leery to that, but let the Lord speak to you in a prophetic way right now by this woman of God praying for us. Would you pray for our network and the things that we get ready to go as we get ready to close? Anyone, you still have an opportunity to dial one, but if not after that, we're going to allow, we want you to pray us out and then give us information on someone wants to bring you to their city to them to be a part of their ministry. We want to get that information out, but we just had a new caller line up. Area code 310, last 4-5623. You're live with the apostles. The fire is lit. Welcome.
Hey,
God bless
Reginald
you.
Taylor. God bless you.
God
Reginald
bless
Taylor
you.
From Compton.
God bless you, Reginald Taylor. Glory to
well,
God.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
I'm
that.
Yes,
Lord.
I literally seen the hand of God protecting you. Glory to God. And God has made you leery of night driving and being out at night. Glory to God. Robo Sekoradadabanseandoa. Because you know darkness is waiting on the light to come out. Glory to God. Robo Sekoradadamanseya. But the hand of God is upon you, Reginald, ever since you was a little boy, because you ain't even supposed to be here right now, says the Lord. But God said, I kept you for he Koradamansa such a time as now. And God said, I'm molding you and shaping you. He said, I'm smoothing out those rough edges and the rough areas of your life. I see your company changing, your friends. Glory to God. Because I literally see God opening up your eyes to see who for you and who really against you. Glory to God. I bind up setups. It's like the enemy has always tried to set you up. Glory to God. And you come out of so many things, and there's yet still so many more things that God is bringing you out of. God said you was a miracle, baby. Glory to God. You weren't even supposed to leave the foundations. I mean, to touch the foundations of the world. But God said he called you forth for such a time as now. God said, I'm going to send you to the homosexuals. Glory to God. And you're going to declare deliverance. You're going to cry loud and spare not, says the Lord. You going to call an ace, a spade, a spade. God said, I'm getting you ready for to be effective, says God. Does that make sense? You know tonight, today, Brother
yeah,
Reginald?
Yes, Apostle. Yes, Apostle. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. God bless
Jesus.
You. Yes, Lord.
God bless you, man of God.
When I tell you, you're
yes.
going to be so effective. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
God said, I'm
yes,
going to break all them spirits off of people because of you.
Amen.
Effective.
That's your new name.
Effective. God said, I'm teaching you
Ooh,
a new, I just see, I like a new way to pray. It's like you're going to be targeting different areas to pray. I see your prayer life is changing. You know, because you prayed a prayer like it's repetitive. But God said, I'm going to have you target different areas in your prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Reginald,
yes,
I just need the women of your family. Glory to God. God said he's breaking needy spirits up off of them, that they will not need anybody but the Lord.
Amen. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. God bless you, brother.
God be the glory. Thank you. Amen.
Anybody else? We got a couple of more minutes. If not, woman of God, pray for the network. Pray for our listeners that didn't get a chance or just didn't want to dial in or hear their voice to be heard. But if you
okay.
can do that for us. But we want to get your information. Someone out there may say, I need to get her to my city. I need to know her. I need to talk to her. Well, she says some stuff that I need a little bit more understanding about. How could a person get in touch with you? We know you're on Facebook and you're connected with me.
No,
and you
Facebook.
Are blown up through this network. We are in covenant. And we will be sharing, promoting your events and things like that. But today somebody wants to get in touch with you.
Amen, amen. Of course, I'm Apostle Laura Campbell on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. I normally don't give out my number just because thousands of people would like to know.
Well, hey, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We're going to hook you up and get you a Google number.
Early in my ministry, I learned.
Yeah, we're going to have to hook you up and get you a Google number. But you have an email for anyone to reach out to or a website.
Amen. I do not have a website, but I'm looking for somebody to help me with that area. I'm not as that computer savvy when it comes to building websites, but I definitely need a website. I do have a ministry
speak
number.
No, speak
that number
no further.
Okay, that number is 904-701-3341. That is my ministry number. If you would like to get a hold of me to get me to your city, I do evangelize. I am free. I'm open. I got a couple things. Like I said, I will be in Dallas. I will be in Louisville, Kentucky in March. So my calendar is open. I'm free to come to any city, any state, and bring and deliver the word of the Lord. I know I'm in covenant with now. I love Pastor E. The first time I seen him, it's like my spirit connected, and I normally don't do a lot of, you know, just prophesying to people, but my spirit connected to the man of God.
Come on, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on,
so I
Jesus.
Thank God for I thank God for the opportunity coming on Blog Talk Radio. I will be available to the Now Network whenever it's needed. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for the network because, like I said, it seems like it's starting small, but it's going to get big. Just stay. Just stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Weather your storms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I see supporters. I see people that's going to invest into this so it won't come out your pocket so much. Glory to God. Father, we pray for the Now Network, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray
Jesus.
For everything that the Pastor East hand is upon, Father God, that Thank it will you, flourish Lord. This year, Father God. God, we know that the storms and the rain may come, Father God, but let him be like the eagle that soars above the storm, God. Let the network be like the eagle that soars above the storm. Let his ministry soar above the storm, God. Oh, God, we pray, Father, for increase, God, investors, God, people that don't mind laboring, God. And help him to know that those that labor among him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send people that are have a good intention, Father God, good intent, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, Father God, that people will hear and see, Father God. Oh, God, and join up with him, Father God. People that will come, Father God, and roll up their sleeves, God, and be ready to work, God. Don't let them come when the work is already done, God. Let them come when this work is yet still plentiful, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I come and I ask, Father God, as we join forces together, God, everybody under the sound of my voice, God, oh, God, we point our hands, Father God, to the pastor, God, that you would strengthen him, Father God, that you would encourage him, God, and keep him, God, that you would help him stand, Father God, through the test and trial, Father God. Oh, God, we ask, Father God, that you would just show him, Father God, that you're with him, God, and you've heard him every time he's prayed, Father God. Oh, God, we speak the increase, God. We speak the abundance, God. Oh, God, we speak the harvest, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice, God. That they will be encouraged in this hour, Father God. That you will show a light in their darkness, Father God. That you will take blindfolds off, Father God. That they will see their way, Father God. Send healing, deliverance, God. Breakthroughs, God. Miracles, God. Signs and wonders, God, to follow us because we believe, Father God. Oh, God, we know, Father God. You sit high and look down lower. And we ask that you would see about your children, God. Your word said you'll never let your people be put to shame, God. Oh, God, and every time the enemy tries to put your people to shame, God. You create a trap door, a way of escape, God. Oh, God, I break every spirit of mediocrity off your people, Father God, that they will go and operate in the fullness of you, God, in the fullness of everything that you have called them to be, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak financial increase, God, blessings upon blessings, unforeseen money to come right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. We are connected. And we are family. All those needs you said that you're not familiar with or don't have, it's answered right here on the Now Network. And we have all those avenues of graphics and websites and social media training and whatever we have to do to get you launched, God said is done. So we'll talk about that offline. God bless you. We pray blessings over you and the continuing blessing in your ministry that you preach a word that I could never preach, that you touch people that will only hear from you, that will grow immediately. I love that word now, that they will now see their true worth in Christ. And I pray completeness over you. And without any lack, in Jesus' name, God bless you, my sister. Family, know you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We thank you for your support today. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Exalting Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan. God bless.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.